What's up, everyone? Welcome back to Locked On Sharks, the daily, the premier hockey podcast covering your favorite team in the Bay Area. We're also daily for the most part, but
not this week.
Not this week. So Canadian holidays, we don't care about. Apparently, that's the rules here. We just put out shows. But for American holidays,
well, if you want to start editing and producing, you can. I'll be more than happy to record them for Canadian.
Get out of here. This will be the last show. So if you're listening to this Wednesday, we're not doing a Thursday show because, frankly, let's be honest, let's pull Wizard of Oz this and pull back the curtain. We're the man on the bicycle right now. Nobody listens to this shit on holidays. We've seen the numbers over 2 years. Nobody does. So we're going to save all the hot fire for days that people do listen. And then Friday, everybody's going to be recovering. And in America, Thanksgiving is like 5 days now. So Yanksgiving takes precedence. So we're not going to have a Thursday show. We're not going to have a Friday show.
But we'll be Friday, check our YouTube. We'll have something special for you up on Friday. So
yes, that. But we'll be back Monday with a show recapping all of the week's action. So we're just going to talk about the Sharks heading into Ottawa, those losers, and Toronto.
Those
losers. Who's going to kill them? But they're also losers.
You're Locked On Sharks, your daily podcast on the San Jose Sharks. Part of the Locked On Podcast Network, your team every day.
Everybody's losers, except for us. We're cool. We're cool because we're the content boys. I am content boy host number one. No. Content boy number one. I don't know. We're both the same. We're equal. We're equal in this matter.
1.5. 1A and 1B.
Yeah, there you go. I'm content boy Kyle Demetrius. This is the other content boy, JD, the Sydney to my Melbourne. I've been practicing. It's not Melbourne. It's not Melbourne. It's Melbourne. I get lessons like every week about how to say stuff. It's very hard. Yeah. This is the thing I'm learning about Australian accent and slang is that if it's a completely new made up word like servo or bottle-o or arvo or anything that ends in O, any of these words, chakas, any of those words I can do. But when it's a word that we have that they just put an accent on, like I say tomato and then they say tomato, I can't do that
in your brain. Yeah,
no, I won't do that. I can't do that.
Yeah,
I like that tomato sauce,
like the Dalin thing. Like I'm really trying to retrain your brain after like the past like 3 years of calling him Dalin, and now like yeah.
At least with that, it's like Swedish and weird, and I can try. But like, also they call ketchup tomato sauce. Really weird.
Ketchup. Ketchup.
Tomato sauce. But yeah, so it's words like that. I just can't do it. It doesn't make any sense in my head. But anyway, let's talk.
What else doesn't make sense? Ottawa.
The Ottawa Senators. So
first off, why do they get games canceled when the Sharks are literally dragging people out of the streets to play games with them? And
Joel Shellman had to play a game. You know how dire those things are? They had to call up four defensemen.
Yeah.
Four.
Yeah. The Sharks now have had seven players this year. Seven.
More, who have made their other guys that missed the beginning. Like yeah. Vieto went and then came back earlier than the other guys. But
seven guys who've had to make their NHL debut this season. Like, we've played 18 games.
I think it's up to 10 now, isn't it?
Oh, no, seven, as of Scott Reedy, seven made their NHL debut, and there's like 10 that are, or 11 now who are rookies still, considered rookies.
Yeah, okay, that's what it is.
Yeah, but it's like, what are we doing here, NHL? If we were the...
Let's make it even. Pittsburgh was also in the same situation as San Jose, and they didn't get games canceled either. San Jose had to go and play Winnipeg with, like, nobody on their team.
Yeah.
I don't understand. Doesn't make any sense. The Sharks are going on the road. No, they're at home, so Ottawa's coming to them. Which will help. Ottawa just played. We're recording this full disclosure giving week. We're recording this Monday night. Really know what the lines are, but I'm guessing after the Hurricanes win, they're not going to change too much. Ottawa just finished up a wild one.
Unless Dahlin comes back. There's a chance he might be back for one of these games. So
yes, they play Ottawa Wednesday and then Toronto Friday. So he may be back. But other than that, I don't really think things will change after a win too much. And then the goalies, take your pick. We have been guessing. But Ottawa's coming off. Ottawa is one of the worst teams in the whole goddamn league. And also, if people who listen to other Ottawa shows and are fans of Ottawa come in here and listen to 2 minutes and then be like, oh, you're being mean, and then don't listen to the large 10-minute section where we talk about how they can actually win the game. I just don't listen. I don't care. I don't care. And also, Laleems Martian, your comments get scrubbed from YouTube, you brain genius. But anyway, Ottawa's awful. They're like the worst team in the league. I think
Arizona Coyotes would have like to have a word with you, but yeah.
No, sir. The Coyotes have officially passed the Ottawa Senators.
Ooh,
the Coyotes have 10 points in 19 games, and the Ottawa Senators have 9 points. Ottawa is rank. But they played
in hand. But yeah,
it doesn't matter. They're not going to win them. They're the worst team in the league. But they played a wild one against Colorado where they got shot 41-20 or something like that. But it was 3-3 after the second period. The shots were like 30-11 or something like that after the second period, and it was tied 3-3. Tyler Ennis got his face absolutely smashed in by Tyson Jost, which was really funny. It was just across the board. I don't know how that game happened, but it's kind of giving me concern that San Jose can't hang in a game where they score 5 goals.
Yeah.
Like, maybe because Ottawa has no goaltending?
Yeah, that's going to be the thing, is because Ottawa's got no goaltending. And like, is this going to be a game where the Sharks can continue to try to get their offense back on track, especially against a very poor Sens team where, I mean, the first time they played, it was a really chippy, scrappy, you know, Sharks win and barely.
That's how Senators win. They scrap it up. They do the Brady Tkachuk method. And they when they went on their run at the end of last season, that's what they did. They were annoying to play against. They were feisty. They were frisky. And they chipped it up. And then they added some skill with your Norrises and your Bathursons and your Stützlas and your Shabbats to provide the scoring. But
yeah, and we've seen how the Sharks play against a chippy team like the Blues, who are much more talented, but you can kind of see that's the path that the Senators want to take. They want to be the Blues North, where they're super chippy, but they have enough skill to complement that chippiness. And the Sharks really struggle with those type of teams. So fair, they also struggle with talented teams. Like we saw,
they just struggle.
They just struggle. Can we get a nice, easy team? But yeah, this is going to be a very interesting game to see if that they can continue to off of what the good, the positive vibes that came out of the third period from the Canes game. So, but before then, they're probably going to need to fuel up, aren't they, Kyle?
Yeah. What do you think they're going to have? Pizza?
Pizza? Hummus wraps? That's so old school. Especially when you have Thanksgiving. You gotta eat, but you got to save room for Thanksgiving. That's the key.
It's true. And you can do that with Built Bars, because each Built Bar is only about 130 calories and only 4 grams of sugar and plenty of protein. So you're not filling up on them, but you're getting a nice energy boost. You're feeling full. Maybe it's Thursday morning. You're like, the turkey's in. It's 11. The football games are starting. You're like, that smells really good. You don't want to go and nibble. It's too raw yet. You don't want to eat any of the sides. You don't want to sneak some dessert yet. So you grab a Built Bar to fill out that appetite. They taste good, so you don't have to worry about the flavor. Because if you want a coconut cream pie, but don't want to have all the calories, you can just have a coconut Built Bar and it's going to taste great. They're covered in 100% real chocolate. You can just have a much better holiday. Maybe it's the new holiday dessert for you on Thanksgiving. Throw it over to your brother who's being a dick. Throw it over to your cousin who hasn't said anything but looks like he could use some nourishment. Spread it around. See what people want. There's tons of flavors. Go with an old standby, double chocolate. Go with a new one. Like this lemon meringue puff. Maybe they love that. Who knows? There's new surprises all month long with limited time flavors arriving at built.com regularly. So check the site often. And if you don't want to spend too much and you don't know what you want, there's nothing like a Built Bar Black Friday. So mark your calendar. Black Friday will be in a huge event with all sorts of surprises. So go to built.com and use promo code LOCKED15 and you'll get 15% off your order. Use promo code LOCKED15 for 15% off at built.com. I'm fully expecting the Sharks to welcome Ottawa to town and just blow it, because
that's what they do.
The Sharks can only beat the good teams, Carolina, Minnesota, Calgary. Then they get smacked by a struggling Colorado team, the Jets.
Well, Colorado has found their form now. They are just punking on teams right now.
True, but they're struggling. Maybe the Sharks were the catalyst for their season to get back on track. But Ottawa has a path to victory. Like, if they're going 7-5 against Colorado, did the Sharks have enough scoring punch? Like Colorado, Ottawa's goalies aren't very good.
Yeah.
So maybe they can score, but like they haven't been, you know what I mean? So it's worrisome if Ottawa's going to go through one of these explosions, and it's also, they're just not a great matchup, and they haven't been a great matchup for San Jose in some time.
Yeah. And I, you know, that's kind of the thing is like, can like the Sharks, their defenses, we talked about last episode where their defense has been really good at, you know, the team defense we've seen really good, especially against, you know, the Hurricanes and stuff like that. But like, I don't know if the offense can respond, and it's been, every goal is just such a struggle now for the Sharks, where it's just like, they have to put so much effort to try to score, and you can only ask the defense to do so much for so long until they finally just cave in. And, you know, it'd be nice to see, like we saw LeBanc finally get, you know, score his first even strength goal of the year, but it'd be nice.
It was
to
his
see,
first
like,
even strength point.
Yeah. Like
as well,
Nick Bonino famously still hasn't scored, like hasn't even gotten a point. Like it'd be nice to see some more of this depth scoring to get going. And then to complement like the Hurdles and the Myers and the Carlsons and Burns and Couture, like the guys who have been playing really well this season. But again, you're asking these guys to do too much for too long. And that's where these other, you know, that depth scoring needs to start showing up at some point.
Yeah, because against a team like Ottawa, if they throw out their Brady Tkachuk line and their whatever, their weird second line, and they try to neutralize those top guys, you're going to need the secondary scoring because the fourth line in Ottawa is not very good. So no, you're going to need your third line and your fourth line to step up.
That's where Bonino, like that Bonino line should eat. Like the, right, you know.
They signed Bonino so that their depth scoring was like bolstered. Like,
yeah.
That signing is awful right now. There's just no two ways around it. Like, yeah, he provides leadership and some defense and stuff, but man, that is not.
It's a black hole in offense right now. It would be one thing if like the guys around him were also like, we're scoring, you
but
know, like,
not.
At least if, but yeah, they're not. Like if it's like, okay, he's just snake bitten, but like, you know, Gadovich or Nieto or pick your winger du jour. If they're scoring and it's like, okay, well, Nieto's just probably overdue, but like nobody down there is scoring right now. And it's, yeah, except for Lord.
God Jasper. Damn it. Where's Nick Merkley?
Yeah. Get Nick Merkley back up here.
Where is Nick Merkley? Like, why doesn't he get a shot? Yeah. Many people have asked where's Nick Merkley? Exactly. I don't understand what he did. Is this like a Donskoy Pete DeBoer situation where Donskoy like hurt somebody close to Pete DeBoer? Like
they probably thought they were sending back Ryan Merkley and they were just like, oh, send back Merkley, and they sent him both.
The NHL
back,
just sent both back. But like, yeah. I did he get sent back or is he still there?
Nick Merkley, he's back with the Kudos. So
I don't get that. Like I thought he was fine. You know what I mean? Like,
yeah.
Like Matt Nieto was given nothing out there. Why can't we have Nick Merkley instead?
I would rather watch Nick Merkley. Like it's brutal at this point. Like at least, you know, Nick Merkley had what, 3 points in his 7 games or something like that. It's something.
Yeah, so. It's going to be tough if they get absolutely zero from their depth against a team that is going to try to take out their top guys and scrap it out with depth. I'm worried more so than I should be for playing the worst team in the league. Worst team in the league.
They just have a bad matchup. So how are you feeling about playing the juggernaut Toronto Maple Leafs?
I am not going to watch the game. I am going to put on Old Boy or...
Actually, we'll probably... Knowing us,
Grindhouse.
We'll be playing Halo.
Saw 1. I think Saw 1 would be less gruesome than what's going to happen on Friday. Yeah, if you guys haven't played Halo Infinite, it's actually a lot of fun, and it feels like playing Halo 3 or Halo 2
That's
again.
What we'll probably be doing. I'll probably have the Halo on the screen and then the Sharks game on the laptop. But it's going to be brutal, man.
Toronto is very... Speaking of like head snapping right here,
yeah.
Ottawa is the literal worst team in the league. Toronto's currently up to 5th.
Yeah, and
Toronto is on fire right now. Their last 10 games, they're 7-3. They've won 2 in a row as of Monday night. They are a +6 differential, but they got off to that horrific start. Yeah. All of their wins have been in regulation or overtime. They have 27 points. They're only 2 points back from Carolina. Granted, they've played 20 games, but I mean,
Still.
Toronto's
have they played good. 20 games? And I think the Bruins have played six, if I checked.
that is scientific. Just diving into the Toronto stats here. Mitch Marner has 17 points.
That's a lot.
Yeah. Nylander has 16 points.
Good.
Tavares has 16 points, including a team-leading 8 goals. Oof. Matthews has heated up with 15 points. He's got 7 goals. Morgan Riley has 13 points, and Alex Kerfoot has 11. They signed Michael Bunting off the Arizona scrap heap, and he has 9 points. Mm. Andre Kasha, who can't stay healthy for longer than 3 seconds, has 7 points. Like this team, like David Kampf has 6
How
points.
How many
him?
Double-digit point scorers do they have right now?
1, 2, 3, 4, 6.
Sharks have 4.
So, but hold on. They're double-digit points. Who are the Sharks' 4 double-digit point scorers? Let's
Timo.
Yep.
Couture, Burns, and Hurdle.
How many points do they have?
Timo has 19 or has 15, sorry. Couture has 14. Burns has 12, 11 of which are assists. Hurdle has 11. And then Darlene is at 9 and Carlson's at 8. And then they have
So remember those names. We've got Nylander, Marner, Matthews, Tavares, Morgan Riley, and then somehow Alex Kerfoot.
Yeah.
I don't know if anybody knows anything about Austin Matthews, but he's real good.
He's pretty good at hockey. I can confirm that. My expert opinion is that he's pretty good at hockey. So
Mitch Marner, good. William good. Nylander, dazzling. John Tavares, balling.
Yeah.
So that's basically their 2 top lines.
Yes. The Sharks and their can-do attitude offense.
What are they doing?
they're putting in the effort and the can-do attitude. That's all I got for them. They're going to have trouble keeping up with the Maple Leafs here. And if you, Kyle, were feeling confident in the Maple Leafs' ability to score many, many goals against the Sharks, where would you wage your money on this?
I'm pleading the 5th. I would never bet on the Leafs. So you're going to have to tell the people where you would go.
You could head over to Bet Online. So Bet Online, it's Thanksgiving. And we all know what that means. Football. And nothing goes better than football than turkey and betting. Bet Online has got you covered for all holiday season with more props, odds, and lines than ever before. Bet Online remains your number one spot for all sports action this Thanksgiving. So head over to their new updated desktop or mobile website to sign up today. Receive a 50% welcome bonus with the promo code Locked On. It's not just football, though. Bet Online's got you covered in pro and college hoops, NHL, boxing, UFC, even your favorite Vegas casino games. So don't wait to take advantage of all the amazing offers available for the 2021 season. Bet Online is the fastest and easiest way to bet on your favorite sports. Bet Online, they're stuffed with deals this Thanksgiving.
Ladies, get yourself a man like JD.
Lockdown, sorry.
I didn't say get JD. I said like JD.
There's one. There's only one. So
there's only one. You're one of a kind.
I am one of a kind.
Before we reconvene too for next Monday, the San Jose Sharks also play the Chicago Blackhawks.
Oh. Who are bad?
They are also horrific.
Yes.
They are slightly better than Ottawa. They have 14 points in 18 games. Not that San Jose is anything to sneeze at. They have 19 points, so they're 9-8-1. But Chicago has obviously been better than their really bad start. Their last 10, they're 6-4 in their last 10. San Jose's 4-5-1. I think that getting back on track against Carolina, if they have any hopes of making the playoffs, you've got to beat Ottawa.
Yes.
You can take your loss against Toronto. Who gives a shit? You already beat them once. You got to beat Chicago.
Yeah, you're heading to Chicago, start a road trip here. Like, you have to beat Chicago here, especially because this is another East Coast trip, and they start, you know, I think they play the Islanders and the Rangers, and there's some winnable games here, and you have to try to string a couple of these winnable games together. So and especially with Chicago, where like Seth Jones has played like 1,000 minutes a night right now, I think. And like the goaltending has been horrific, but Patrick Kane, he's still pretty good at hockey. Like, they still have some of those core pieces that are really good at hockey, and you have to, if you can eliminate those and try to get to your depth, you know, try to beat them in depth scoring and hope that the Sharks' depth scoring can somewhat show up, then you might have a chance. So
yeah, because like you said, they go at Blackhawks, then they play Tuesday at Devils, then they play Thursday at the Islanders, then a back to back at Rangers. Then they play
good. Yeah,
the Rangers are like the third or fourth best team in the league, and then they play at Blue Jackets before they come home to play the Flames and the Wild.
So you gotta beat
Ottawa. You can lose to Toronto, but then you gotta beat the Blackhawks. You gotta beat the Devils. You gotta beat the Islanders.
You gotta split between the Islanders and Rangers. You gotta take one of those, I think, to have a real chance.
Yeah, so. The Islanders have been pretty bad to start the season. Great. Yeah, they haven't been at home.
Yes, so
they have literally played not at home.
Yes.
So, but still, a team that's low in the standings, you gotta beat them if you want to have any shot at rising up the ranks and making the push for the playoffs.
Especially because the schedule gets a lot easier here in December. They have the Sharks have a lot of home games, you know, and they're playing like the Vancouvers and Arizona. They're playing like some of these bottom dwelling teams. So if you can start to stack some points here and then get into December and start getting on a roll at home against when the competition lines up, like this is your path to make the playoffs. So, but I think the big thing again is that you have to get some more. You can't just have Couture and Meyer and Hurdle doing all the work. You have to start getting some of these other guys. And Nick Bonino, buddy,
looking at you, buddy,
buddy,
where you at, need homie?
Something, just something, please,
anything, please. Our all team right. is dying.
Our team, Kyle. All right, so give me their record going into over these next three games. How do you think they?
I think they go 1-1-1.
I'm
not
gonna go,
confident. I'm not confident. I'm gonna go, I think they beat the Senators. I think they lose to Toronto straight regulation time, and then I think they lose to Chicago in overtime.
I'm gonna go 2-1. I think they beat the Sens. I think they get curb stomped by the Maple Leaves, but then I think they play a good game against the Blackhawks. So
they're gonna need it, because if you take a quick look at the playoff picture, I know that's only 20 games in the season. It's a quarter November. Of the way in the season, though. It's a quarter of the way in the season.
We're almost at the quarter pole or whatever. I always forget.
Technically, the three quarter pole.
Yeah,
you got to go backwards. Everybody says quarter pole, but it's the other way around. It's three quarter pole because it's how much is left. Calgary still leads the division at 27 points. Edmonton has 26. They're clearly the class of the division right now. Anaheim is at 23. They're 10-6. They're 10-6-3, and they're 8-2 in their last bunch of games. We don't know if the Ducks are for real yet. Like, let's hold off. They may win on that crazy winning streak, but they may not be like a superpower. Yeah. But they're still up there. And then Vegas has 22 points. They're in the first wild card spot. And then Colorado has 19 points, but they've only played 15 games. So they're in that second wild card spot, and they're going to obviously be there, right?
Yep.
And they're going to knock out one of the Jets, Wild, and Blues probably. San Jose's got 19 points. Nashville's got 21. San Jose passed LA. They both have 19 points in 18 games. San Jose has more row. You got to bank these points, especially when you start the LAs, like you said, the LAs and the Vancouvers and stuff. If you just start dropping to them, you need these extra points to give you that cushion. And if they have any hopes of making the playoffs, you've got to start now. It's getting down to like net cutting time. It's going to be dicey. I don't think they should be making a push, but hey, that's what they want to do. So,
yeah, that was their goal. They signed Nick Bonino. They signed these guys to try to, they shored up the goaltending, The goaltending's been a lot better than, expected, I think.
Holy hell, James Reimer is good.
Yeah. And it's like if you make all these signs and stuff, you got to try to do something with it. So, but yeah.
Before we get out of here, do you think that James Reimer gets to start against Ottawa to keep the good times rolling? Or do you think they go Hill against Ottawa, Reimer against Toronto because they're the better team, and then whichever one played better, they go to them in Chicago?
I think so. I think they'll probably play Hill against Ottawa, and then Reimer, who played well against Toronto when they played them.
Revenge game.
Yes. To be fair, game is a revenge game for James Reimer. Yeah,
we need the Rudy revenge game against Ottawa. Yes. Big time.
I have such a great. I haven't shown you yet. I have such a great thing for next time Rudy scores. So
nice. I'm looking forward to it.
Yes.
If you want to see that when Rudy scores, you can follow us at Locked On Sharks on Twitter. I'm sure JD will also put it on Instagram and Facebook, where we're also at Locked On Sharks. You can DM us there or message us or interact with us on any of those. We'll see it. We'll get it. We'll interact back. We don't interact much on email, but if you really want to email us, lockedonsharks@gmail.com. We haven't gotten any in a while. Thank you for your service. We're also on YouTube. We're closing in on 420 subscribers, so you know what that means. Jokes come sa. Please get us there. Locked On Sharks. Obviously, you can see our beautiful faces. If you want to listen to us, Apple.
Spotify.
Oh, my God. My brain just went blank. Spotify, Amazon, Anchor, Stitcher, iHeartRadio. Yeah, police car scanners, I'm sure. CB radios.
We're even on, we just got the tin can with the string. We're on there now too.
Hell yeah. So. Yeah. The vibrations are good through that little string. The longer it goes after about 15 feet though, it gets a little dicey. Yeah. So keep it short. We're working on our long wave tin can, right now. If you'd like to find JD on the internet, you can do that at my fry hole.
Kyle is at Kyle Demetrius. And Kyle, I know it's Yanksgiving, but what's your favorite Thanksgiving dish?
I don't know, man. The turkey neck. I like the neck. I don't really like turkey, but I like the neck. My favorite dish, maybe mashed potatoes with gravy. Can't go wrong with that. That's so good.
It's the best. Giblet gravy. Let's go.
What's yours?
It's mashed potatoes and gravy.
Nice. What's your favorite? It's all about the sides. Yes. Turkey can do whatever.
Doing the turkey on the Traeger this year, so it's going to be. Yeah,
that'll be good. Do you have any weird sides though? Like, I know that in the States they do like sweet potato casserole and like green bean casserole and like mac and cheese.
I famously don't like mac and cheese.
Oh yeah, right. Biscuits. We don't have those
biscuits
up here.
Yeah, we have the biscuits. So yeah, we're doing green bean casserole and I think Steph made the cranberries already. Yeah. So
Do you have people coming over?
Nope. Actually, Steph has her work, so I'm actually doing most of the work. So yeah. So she
boys Thanksgiving.
Yeah, boys Thanksgiving, feed Steph, and then she'll head off to work to save lives. So yeah.
Nice. So. And then you can eat all of the turkey. Are you a big cold turkey sandwich the next day guy?
Not cold, but yeah, turkey sandwich. I like that. Yeah, have to warm.
A little mustard, salt, pepper.
Yeah, then you put the cranberries on top.
Oh yeah, there you go. Mm-hmm. That sounds good. What's your go-to dessert?
I like pumpkin pie. Pumpkin pie with whipped cream on it.
It's classic. Do you whipped cream or ice cream?
Whipped cream usually. So
here's the real question.
Yes.
Cool whip. Yeah. You don't want to ruin it with ice cream. Here's the thing. Do you warm up your pie and have it warm, or do you leave it like room temperature cold?
No, you got to warm it up.
No, I'm a cold pumpkin pie guy, or like room temperature. It's so much better.
Yeah, you got to warm it up a little bit.
Anyway,
because then you get the cool whip and it's like the nice cold and hot.
No.
The fire and the ice. Come on. You need the fire and the ice.
Not for me.
All right. Thanks for making us first listen. Locked On Bets. Go win some money for tomorrow.
Check out Locked On Marlins.
Sure. Yeah, that guy's British. We have two British. Cool. Yeah. Him and Jay for Locked On.
There you go.
The Columbus. So, both British. Anyway.
Go check out Locked On Marlins.
Bye, friends.
Happy Thanksgiving.